Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin time! Today on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Go, go!
Boo! Bad joke.
Not a dad
joke.
Bad
pun!
Thank you, ladies, for making this a 20-80 split.
I'm not tired enough for that to be funny yet.
And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Aye, 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 aye. It's the Ranger Command Power Hour.
Today on the Power Hour, Extra Episode 92, Rangers React, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Once and Always. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. It's time to Ranger Up with your host. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie
V47. I'm AP, also known as Secret Ranger Van.
And I'm Zach, also known as Hollywood.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Chris P., Steve F., Steve M., Jacob P., Tyler W., Leland D., Charlie N., Brian M., Craig M., Liz M., Mason M., Steve R., Hassan A., Josh P., Tyler B., Derek G., and Teresa B. for supporting us this month. Remember, you can go to linktr.ee/RangerCommandPH for all the links for the show, as well as our Amazon affiliate link at amazon.com/RangerCommandPH. And I'm not going to waste any time. We're doing a commentary live reaction to Once and Always. So we have a bunch of amazing people here, guests, co-host. This is like a round table reaction commentary episode. It's all these things. So we're going to go around and introduce.
Hi, I'm Hassan from the World of Ha.
Hey, it's Christopher Long from Long's Toys.
Hey, I'm Nightmare 10 from the Power Scoop.
I'm Mason from Dads or Dorks.
I'm Josh from Ranger Reader.
I'm Tyler MC, also from Dads or Dorks.
I'm Toku Chris, also from Dads R Dorks, Toku Nation, and Power Ranger.
This is like an ultimate crossover of everything.
Avengers!
Knights of the Round.
Assemble. Look, we're not going to waste any more time. There's no news. The biggest news is this special. Watch it. It's on Netflix. Go right now. If you haven't seen it, I don't even know. Well, if you're listening to this, have the commentary track of us freaking out about this show. So this is a commentary episode meant to serve as a commentary like you would find on a DVD or a riff track. For maximum enjoyment, please watch along with us. We are watching the Netflix exclusive special Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always. So on the count of three, we will hit play to start. One, two, three.
Oh my god, it's Netflix!
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh my god.
We already know that.
I know!
Wait, when Zordon came to... Oh, tense music.
Thank you, captions.
Many more heroes have continued their legacy.
The people of Earth rest easy, knowing their home is protected by power.
I just hear David Fielding in my head.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh my god.
I love the music.
What?
Oh. Oh.
It's like me when I get up in the morning. Sorry, I'll stop.
No. Oh my god. We're already getting into the action.
Yeah, I didn't think we were just going to start with this.
There it goes!
Yeah!
Oh my god!
Where are they?
Hell yes.
Walter, man, they're doing the credit.
Nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Billy go.
Oh my god. Billy, one man army over here. Let's go.
Dude's been fighting putties for like 30 years.
Just in New Zealand.
Dang.
Oh my god. Lead me here. Was your grand plan
just to die outside in the fresh sea breeze? Maybe you just got an and credit too.
Let's go.
Yes. Now it's a reunion. Got your distress call and zipped here as fast as I could. Thanks, Zach.
That's Rita Repulsa? The robot look is not for her.
She'll look better on a
Let's do it!
Do it! Do it!
Music!
Yeah. Music!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Oh my god!
Yes! Yes! Oh man! Trini!
That's so good! Oh my god!
They're using.
They're using
shots,
yeah.
They're using archive cool. audio.
Not that one.
Ooh.
Billy. Love that shot. Love
My
that
guy. Yes. Yes.
I was having fun. But you want to get serious? Come on.
Creepy.
Let's get deadly serious.
Oh, they said the deep word.
Oh.
Dang.
Oh no, 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 no.
Oh no.
No, please. You're too high! No.
No.
Oh no.
Holy crap.
Whoa. Whoa.
No.
No. Holy
crap.
No, 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 no. Come on.
Wow.
Oh, Kim. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, that music.
Are you kidding me?
So what are we going to tell her? Maybe their mom drowned?
No. No, Min's too smart for that.
Oh, man.
Well, we got to decide something quick because school is out. The others might need help searching the dark dimension.
You can't decide quick on how to tell someone the worst news of their life. And we can't lie to her. It's got to be the truth.
Look, Zordon's rules.
Zach! Rules can be broken for a good reason. Look, if Zordon was back like I had hoped, I'm sure
Zordon was back?
If Zordon was back.
It's always just been her and Trini. She doesn't have anybody else. Who's going to take care of her now? Team, we've never had to deal with something like this before. Now, we have to tell her the truth. Otherwise, how is she going to get closure?
Billy, she's a kid. She's a kid, Billy. She doesn't need to know that we're Power Rangers.
She needs to know that Rita Repulsa killed her mom.
Oh, oh no.
Oh.
Oh, let me get him back.
We have to Zach. Tell her.
Holy cow.
That was intense.
That was good acting. No.
That was
1 year later?
1 year later.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Quan and Taylor.
Zach Taylor.
Huh.
Zach became her adoptive dad?
Oh.
I mean, yeah, if she's under 18, she needs a guardian still.
That's right. She's wearing yellow.
And blue.
Wow.
Oh, and black. That's true.
She had bigger muscles than me.
Ooh, the power morpher.
Oh, look at all those pictures, too.
The cleanup club. Picture.
All right, good catch.
Hey. Nice.
You all good?
Sorry, Uncle Zach. Time flies when I'm getting my sweat on.
Okay. We're meant to leave for the cemetery in 10 minutes. Geez. You should clean up, get ready. We don't want to keep the others waiting.
I know. Hey, you think they've made any headway finding Robo Rita?
We can ask her when we see them.
Okay. Wait, one more thing. Did you get the flowers?
Flowers?
Thanks.
I love how this is lit.
We'll take a quick shower.
God, this is so cinematic.
Yeah.
Oh, Guardian.
That's Guardian trophy, yep.
You know, Billy always gives me a hard time whenever we're late.
Guess you can't use, but I'm a busy congressman as an excuse anymore.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Dang.
Okay.
Sorry to mess you around.
On Aquitar.
That's no, no, Zach. Zach's no,
Zach is the congressman. Yeah. Oh, so was
former.
Can't believe former peace conference guy.
Oh yeah. Seems like yesterday.
Oh.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! What?
Whoa.
There's a red bug.
Robo Rita, isn't it? How predictable of you all to get together on this special day. And I've been so busy preparing. I even reforged some of my old minions. Snizzard and Minotaur.
Rows and rows of human graves. This place is being...
Let's go.
I gotta help my team, but I need you to stay safe, okay?
But she's the one who... We gotta take her down. I've been training for this.
Hard no. Rosebud's guardian says, do not move.
I love Zach in this.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Oh, yeah, I love that quick stuff.
Do it. New Ron Wasserman music.
Zach is back. Yep. Oh. In black.
What? No, sorry, I'm late. Did that say Harvey Garvey on the
It
brain?
Said Harvey Garvey.
Ooh.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
Ooh, no!
What an effect!
Oh, come okay. on!
I feel personally attacked.
You're the one who's finished. Show him, Snizzard.
Come on, Tommy. Oh, dang.
Ooh.
To
prepare against my new power.
No chance. Wow.
Bring them to me.
Your friends are finished.
We'll see.
Those are like modified Lightning Collection figures.
Yeah, they look like
those. Yeah. Like the
3-0 ones.
Yeah. Or I was going to say the Mezco.
No, they're the Lightning Collection. They just gummed up the joints.
Because they look like they have cloth.
Yeah, they were cloth.
Later ones are Lightning Collection, but those three are not, I don't think.
Okay.
Billy!
We can't win here. Power down. Man, car, now!
Red bug, let's go. Yeah.
Oh,
please
fly.
Fly.
Yeah. Let's fly away.
Please fly.
It's definitely going to fly.
No, yeah. We can fly away.
Yes. We can yes. fly
yes.
away.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go.
End of the line. Road's closed. Your move.
Billy's like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Let's yes. go!
Yes.
Well played, Cranston. Fly while you can. Soon every Power Ranger will be where I want them. Much like your training.
Oh, come on. Wait, 2022? Okay.
Well, because it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That machine the Robo Rita is building, what does it do?
Honestly, something that uses our power made by Rita Repulsa, that's a bad mix. And if we don't put a stop to it, I don't think they're going to make it.
Then we got to destroy her.
We?
Yeah.
Look, this is Ranger business, not teenage girl that has homework due business.
Oh, yikes.
Dang. Oh, Mom, this is personal. You know how hard
you
I've trained.
You don't understand it.
Let me finish.
Dang.
Mom could do it, so can I. This is her legacy. I can help.
Min, I'm really sorry, but you can't. You're not a ranger.
Those monsters would overpower you in a second.
And we can't risk losing you two. Look, the best thing that you can do for everyone is just to stay out of trouble and let us sort this out.
No.
Says the guy who caused all this.
Whoa. Ouch,
whoa.
Ouch, ouch.
For you, my mom would still be here.
Oh,
ouch. Man.
Oh.
It stung. Good.
Ooh.
Girl. What? Oh my god.
Ooh. Teenage hormones, man. Ooh.
Now that's a teenager with attitude.
Yeah, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drip by drip, the delicious range of power is ever away. Let's see how much I've stolen from them. Are you kidding me? Show us other teams. Find them. If we can get them to morph, then it'll be my time to shine. Good thing I know exactly what draws out a Power Ranger. So Cranston Tech.
Music.
No
pterodactyl, no green dragon power.
If we want to find our friends. Thanks, Alpha 9. Oh, Alpha 9. Yeah, the people upstairs only knew they had the world's smartest robot right beneath their feet. Still such a charmer. It's good to see you again. Been a while. I guess life is busy when you're raising a teenager with attitude.
Oh man, definitely.
Yeah, no
attitude.
Doubt.
Hey Billy. You all good?
Hey Billy, you still applying cream for that burn?
Min's right. It really is all my fault that we lost Trini.
No.
Man, you were trying to do something good.
Yeah. And look what happened.
No. Oh.
Wait. Finally,
a hit! Alpha 8. Picking up a powerful
presence. Really? Maybe it's him, or remnants of him from the Z-Wave.
Oh, so he's trying...
He's trying to reconstitute Zordon.
Oh my god.
Is that what brought back Robo Reno?
Oh, wow.
Zordon, are you here? Yeah. Whoa. He created Robo Reno, maybe.
Oh. I've got chills right now.
Oh, this is what happened.
Oh, he brought her back.
Wait, is Alpha... Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Oh!
Ow. Oh! Yeah, Alpha!
Oh, holy cow!
Oh, no.
What? I'm free! It's time for
revenge! No, it can't be. Fact
check, Billy. Okay, whoever put that trailer together really did a good job.
Yeah. But when he sacrificed himself with the Z-Wave, it wasn't just his particles that spread across the universe. Oh. Evil was purged from my being, and the wave scattered it across space until today. So
when you put me back, there's our backstory.
So Mystic Mother can still happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, Rita Repulsa will reign again.
I need backup at the command center. It's Rita. I'll try to lure outside, but...
My poor predecessor.
Look, let's focus on that. Robo Rita's a force to be reckoned with, and we gotta make sure she doesn't hurt anybody else.
Oh, man.
My monster scan has found something. Looks like a live video feed. It's not Rita, it's Putties. And it's not just Angel Grove, it's all over the world.
We knew she would return. We're prepared for this. Alpha 9, it's time.
Yes, sir.
Turtle Cove.
Okay.
Osaka. Cool. Osaka. Probably samurai. Yeah. If I
remember the plan correctly, yeah. Visitors in 3, 2, 1.
1 minute.
JJ.
Oh, JJ.
Mahal.
Sneaking off to the bathroom to teleport. Seriously?
As if she hasn't done that before.
Robo Rita's back.
Oh, guys, is this really another training exercise? Because, hello. Fighting her. No. Unfortunately, they've been captured, so we need your help.
Ooh.
Not a ranger. Not yet, you mean?
Isn't the Morpher sitting like on the mantle in her house?
Yeah.
Also, she's more prepared than they were as teenagers.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Wait. It's Annie from Buzz Blast!
So they did open Buzz Blast in Angel Grove.
It does say Buzz Blast News.
Yeah!
Yeah.
That's Annie from Dino Fury. That's the same actress. That's awesome. A great tie-in.
Oh.
There she goes.
Oh,
going for it. She's going for it.
Let's get it.
You never leave the key in the lock. The rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Get some fingerprints on that thing. Sounds like you barely
got away. Look for those boxes on Premium Bandai. What's next?
It's like we'll find ourselves in a Megazord situation soon.
Heck yes.
Yeah?
Getting the Sabertooth Tiger Zord working without a Yellow Ranger.
So, Dino Megazord is off the table then without Jace and Kim?
Not quite. Alpha and I've been experimenting with the secondary connections.
Let's do it. This is the clip. This is the clip.
Proxy power coins as a contingency. Now,
we're gonna get our morph. We're gonna get our morph.
Yes.
Zordon was very clear.
Duplicating active powers is
very dangerous.
I don't care how dangerous too much pink energy is. What's Ranger?
Always a Ranger.
Always a Ranger.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Let's do it.
First up. There's been injuries reported already in Angel Grove. We cannot let the putties run rampant any longer.
If
that's the case, it's morph and
time. Let's do it!
Come on.
Yes!
Oh, it's so good!
Heck.
There it is!
Yeah, Alpha.
I have that table.
Sorry.
You got a show use prop.
Blade Blaster!
You
putties want to fight?
You found one. Let's do this.
All these years and they still sound like angry turkeys.
God, the music is so good.
Finally, my ranger tracker has got a hit.
Oh, snap.
Somebody's morphed. Be surprised my putty bait worked. There's a reason I'm in charge, you fools. Go to the grid fluctuation coordinates and get the Rangers.
Grid fluctuations, that's interesting.
Thirst for power, and those do-gooders will quench it. Yes, my queen.
Ooh.
Wait, didn't we get red and pink?
Different red.
Different pink.
Careful, a snizzard, Rocky. Don't get grabbed. Noted.
Nice.
We'll get you out of here, everybody. Stay calm.
Jeez. I love the exploding effect. That is so great.
Yeah.
I love that they're actually saving people.
Yeah. No.
That's not good.
Sweet dreams.
Go, Rocky.
Yeah.
Nice rotation on that kick. You still got it.
I never lost it.
Yes!
As long as they're morphed, I can track them.
Seems they went to the park.
Oh, interesting.
A nice place to grab a bite.
Oh no! The team's about to find themselves in a monster sandwich.
Oh, yes. Oh, oh my gosh!
The world will alert to all power rangers.
What?
Leonard is tracking you. As long as you're morphed, he can find you. You must power
go, go, go,
down.
Get him.
Do you hear me? Power down or he'll find you.
Nice.
Good work, Alpha. Y'all heard that, right?
Minotaur's tracking us, which means... Yep,
they followed us here.
Ruin them, Snizzard.
My pleasure.
That was gross.
Rangers, look, look. My new scans picked up activity.
This is going at breakneck speed, by the way.
Yeah.
Rita's Moon Palace.
If she's making herself at home, then our friends and Rita's machine must be there too.
What's that?
It's an incoming call.
Oh.
We got the protocol alert. Yes. Our ship is zooming to you from the Sirius system.
Oh, that Eric.
Before we reach your side of the galaxy, then we'll be in teleport range. Unfortunately, Robo Rita's timing is the worst.
It always is.
So, she got Jason, Kimberly, and Tommy. It's rough, especially for you, Kat.
I'm not even going to tell JJ what happened to his father because he'll be home soon. We're going to get Tommy, all of them, back today.
Rain, you've got this.
Oh, and Billy, that stealth tech you designed for us, it's a game changer. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Being invisible has definitely helped our teams run-ins with the Trubian Empire.
Because they blew up Sirius in 20...
Thanks.
Holy sh...
Good luck.
Calm down, Eric.
I'm sorry. Any morsel of SPD and I'm like...
Do not calm down, Eric. I'm right there with you.
We can't morph. People aren't safe. We gotta do something.
Look. Now we know Rita's on the moon, right? So why not let's just go there? Crash her party.
Snizzard and Minotaur will get in the way. Unless we can draw them out.
That's a good thought. I bet you I can develop something that will keep them away from the moon and keep them away from us.
Huh.
I bet you I can use that stealth technology I developed for Adam and Aisha.
I bet you can too, Billy. Love that big brain of yours.
All right. Maybe we can exploit that.
Oh no. Is that Min? Min!
Ay, ay, ay.
That set looks amazing.
Holy cow.
Wow. They got that down perfect.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Sorry. Am I interrupting? You guys are in for a treat. It's moving time. Sabertooth time.
Oh no.
That's like me in my bedroom.
There's a little button.
You just mean
button.
Because she shouted out, it's morphing time.
Whoa. There's your civilian fight footage, everyone.
I think Trini also did that kind of move in an episode too.
Oh!
Night.
Bam! Right in the face!
She's making my back hurt.
Oh! God.
Oh!
Now they're gonna have to replace her with a child.
Just got that one.
Messing with this place was a big mistake.
Here we go.
Let's do this. Come on. Yeah. Bam! Rocky still got it.
What is that?
Nice. This is awesome.
Ooh. Let's do it!
Let's go! Get up, Gino!
Damn.
I love how the music changed with that, too.
God.
He's our guardian. It's right. Hip-Hop Keto. You should know this.
Ooh. Go,
Zach!
Yes!
Ooh. Nice.
Nice.
Oh, man. Baby!
Uh oh.
Wanted to be like Mom.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
Okay, Mufasa.
Let's go.
You were right. It's just what we need.
The others just got back from the youth center, so we'll head over and get set up soon.
Okay, great. See ya. Awesome place. Who knew Cranston Tech was hiding all this?
Where's the parking lot for their employees?
They have to drive up the Rocky Mountainside. You'll never find anywhere to park.
She's gonna need to talk.
Can I help?
Thanks. I got this. The plan needs you. It's urgent.
Agreed.
Oh, that's right. Why Zach's not in that promo shot. Love that effect.
Love that teleport effect. It's so good.
Sorry, Alpha. Can we have the room?
No problem, Zach. My sensors are detecting a vibe.
I'm going to be saying that forever now.
Yep. That's added into the lexicon.
But Billy.
What?
He insisted. He thought it would be good for you, closure and all that. Mm. But here we are in a full-on crisis, and you're trying to play Ranger.
What's wrong with that? All of you and Mom did exactly the same thing. I'm just following her example. Isn't that a good thing?
Got a point.
What do you think it means to be a Ranger? Kicking butt? Two quips, having fun? It's hard.
I know. But someone needs to dole out justice on the bad guys. Rita killed Mom. Mm. She needs to go down. And I'm ready. I'm happy to do it. Whatever it takes. So why won't that thing let me morph?
Man. What you're feeling, what you want, it's not justice, it's revenge. When I was your age, my mentor told me that only monsters seek revenge. That's what Rover Reed is doing now. She was defeated by the Rangers, and now she wants to even the score and hurt us as much as she can. That's why she did what she did to Trini. A mission of revenge can never end well. It's not what I want for you.
Damn.
What about what I want? Maybe it's not your call.
You want to be a hero? It's a selfless path.
Mm.
It's not always easy. But I do my best. Set it aside, your ambitions can be a good thing. Like me, making sure that you have a good life and a home.
It was worth giving up your career in Congress for me.
You are absolutely worth it.
Aww.
If you can understand that, then you can understand how hard Billy is trying to fix what he set in motion. Zordon sacrificed himself for us long ago. We never met him. He was our mentor, but almost a father figure. Billy was trying to bring him back. He didn't know this would happen.
I didn't know that's how he felt.
Just stay here while we execute our plan, okay? And don't worry. We saved the world before.
This hits hard, man.
I was not prepared for this.
Yeah.
Whew.
My eyes are dry. I've got allergies, so I just...
I know.
All right, Kat. Lift her up.
So, this thing's used to sort old scrap, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Minotaur and Snizzard sure fit that definition.
Snizzard?
Snizzard. Snizzard, though.
I wouldn't be standing under that thing.
It's Morphotron.
Nope, there are more under it.
Nice.
Ooh, and a quick morph.
All right, we're set. They could be here any second, so look sharp.
Always do.
Whoa.
Phantom Ranger.
It's funny.
Phantom Ranger.
Believed in their whole teamwork thing.
Wow.
Beast Morphers.
Lost Galaxy.
Oh, together they are more. Oh.
Together they are more. Wow. Yeah, that's good.
Rangers just morphed in Angel Grove.
Wow.
Shall we? Just go then. Ooh, higher power levels than I thought.
Bingo.
Surprise, Rangers.
Right there is perfect.
Like your hairy friend said, a surprise.
Thanks.
I hate it.
Perfect.
Calling. Affirmative. The powerful electromagnetic field will prevent them from teleporting away.
Phase one dusted. Yes.
Good job.
Wait, hold up. You're letting them live? That doesn't seem right, does it? What if they get loose?
Wow.
This is the plan. Look, all-out destruction is rarely the most optimal strategy.
I was like, put a force field around them or something, though.
I got lost in the vault again.
The vault.
These are one use only, so be careful. Click here, and it projects a subatomic diffraction field that covers infrared and ultraviolet light.
Okay.
This will be invisible.
Yep.
Ah, love it.
Rita will never see phase two coming.
Robots got you. When that happens, I need you to be here. Alpha will keep you company.
There are six of them.
Hmm.
Nice.
Let's make it quick. Alpha, send us to Rita's lair.
Peace conferenced away.
Well, when they're invisible, you don't have to pay them likeness rights. So.
Uncle Zach told me what being a hero means.
Guess I'll warm up the volcano.
What?
Volcano?
I'm sorry. What did he say?
Oh. Oh, their parking's out in the field. Okay.
Maybe too much of a flex.
Do it. Oh.
Of course the red bug. Executive parking.
Take the red bug to space. Take the red bug to space.
Oh, that's
oh, an overturned car. Oh, so that
won.
So that was from filming. Okay.
Too soon.
I was about to say Chris is triggered.
She's just gonna run him over. Oh my god, she is!
Oh, whoa!
Wow!
That works.
What a mess.
Oh!
Oh!
There we go.
Oh, yeah, the windshield wipers did were going before.
Oh!
We were saved by Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Don't tell me she's gonna let them go. Come on.
Hey, girlie, did you take a wrong turn?
You don't remember me from the cemetery? You messed with my people. And your boss killed my mom.
We work for an intergalactic war criminal. You'll need to be a lot more specific.
Nope.
I'm doing a world a favor. Saber-tooth tiger!
This is a great bit.
No.
The hero. I tend to make that difficult. Ask your mom.
Wow.
Then I'll take you down the old fashioned way.
So,
you don't know what riding house has.
That's like Mantis style.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep. Okay.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Okay, I could have waited.
Tell me, child, does being squashed like a bug run in the
oh,
you suck.
Playtime's over.
What?
Whoa. Little science project all to ourselves now.
I love Rocky.
Our distraction might have worked for now, but it's not going to last for long.
Oh man.
They got a lot more Rangers than I expected.
In space black.
Snizzard is a piece of work. Did you see Beast Morpher's gold? He's Mantis style too.
Scarab style.
Oh.
No, the other one's Scarab, isn't he?
What does your scanner say?
My readings show that their energy is connected to our friends. If we don't destroy that monster, we can't move any of them without causing them harm.
So back to the junkyard, or...
What is that?
Oh, snap.
Oh, no. That's what she's been up to. Is that some kind of space barrel? No, it's a space dumpster.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what she came out of back when we...
Yes, when Zordon recruited us.
So Rita's trying to contact her younger self. But why?
Why? So many reasons.
What? Mid, are you okay?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Shush.
To.
The adults are talking. Have you figured it out, Billy? Or has my genius surpassed even you?
Let me guess. A Rita reunion? And then some scheme to conquer the galaxy?
Not bad. I'll pass through this portal and give years of knowledge to my younger self.
Wow.
Making us absolutely unstoppable.
Come on.
We'll kill your do-gooding teenage selves in their sleep.
Oh, whoa.
To make you Rangers.
You think you can rewrite 30 years of history with some Tim Pod gadget?
Careful! Your friends are charging my machine faster than I could have dreamed, so I don't need you anymore.
I'll take out Snizzard. You get the others.
You know, your mom...
Okay, let's go.
I've never killed anyone twice before.
Hold that thought.
Oh.
Nope.
Jeez, don't break your back again.
Go.
Yeah, if Justin shows up, I'm out.
No, we've already made that turbo reference.
Whoa.
Oh, Cranston. What a waste. Trini died for you. And now you'll share her fate.
Not again.
Oh.
Definitely not
again.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Yes, yes. This brings back memories.
Min.
Oh, come on.
The Morpher.
She hit the Morpher.
Oh, the Morpher's Morpher.
It hit the Morpher.
Oh.
That's what being self.
Oh.
Min, can you hear us? Min.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Mom? I saw... No way.
What is this?
Holy crap. Holy crap.
Yo, yo, oh, yo, yo.
Let's do it.
You want to say it?
Kidding.
It's morphin' time. Mastodon. Pterodactyl.
Triceratops.
Saber-toothed tiger.
Tyrannosaurus.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes!
It actually worked!
You're a ranger.
A legit ranger!
Putties! Surround them!
Time for phase three of the plan.
Did we plan a phase three? Phase three is laying the smackdown?
Precisely.
Bring it!
Yes, Paul!
Oh, yes! Yes! Awesome!
You die will cure my headache!
Wait, we have
hear the music
we haven't
back.
Seen Cat use the power bow.
Nope.
Yes. Remember, guys, you can buy these in the Lightning Collection.
AstroPulse.com.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah.
Brutal.
Chest stabbings.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Twice. You don't want to
hurt your tiny little friends. She's right. To free them, we have to destroy Snizzard.
Good luck with that. My queen. I don't understand. What did I do?
Oh.
Oh my god!
Okay.
Yo.
We need action figure power now.
Whoa!
Oh yeah.
Dang!
She's not used to having Rangers behind her when she does that.
That's true.
That's true.
Can you handle that hairy bot?
Oh, easy.
Anything I can do?
You're with me. We're going big.
Let's do it.
Power now.
You got it, Billy.
Oh, my
no way!
Yo!
It's all new!
Oh my god, it looks so good.
Oh, it's so...
Yeah. He's warming up the volcano!
Oh my god.
That makes sense now.
Pretty faithful recreation there.
There's no Mastodon there.
Transmaterialized.
It's right there.
Get out! Yo! Get out!
Yo! Oh.
The cockpit.
Wow! The cockpit looks amazing.
Let's freaking go!
Wow, I was a little breakneck speed there.
Wow.
I love this music so much.
Do what I do. You'll find it second nature.
Okay. Here he comes.
Wow. Okay.
Superhero land.
Superhero pose.
Cockpit's the coolest.
Did he really just say, come catch these hands? Wow.
Ooh, and he did it.
Hey, buddy. No way.
Ooh. Where's Rocky? Oh, okay, there he is.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh!
Get out! Not gonna lie, Rocky, that was pretty hardcore.
Beef is off the menu!
As ever. But we have room for three more in here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, she's never driven that sword.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Shattered circuits can't keep a bad witch down.
You change one letter in that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're one letter off.
I guarantee it was not witch in the initial proposal.
Heads up! He's still coming! Help.
No.
I can rule with my younger, prettier self. I can't wait to see me again.
Yo, what?
Can we get this thing on its feet?
Is that what I think it is?
Oh, great. The portal. We gotta move.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm not used to it having such wide hips.
The thighs are a little too long, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah. The moon guys!
Oh no!
They're called astronauts.
Sentai footage.
No, it's just they recreated the opening. What do
you think? Season one also available on Netflix.
Right.
Roll the music.
They did the chopping.
Oh yes.
Let's go. That was blood.
Oh, Robo blood.
No, that was circuit juice.
Yes.
No matter. The Rita Renaissance begins. Ah! 10,000 years. I'm free. Sit down. Shut up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The Rangers, quick. Right behind you. Take the shot, Cat.
What? With pleasure.
Shut her down. Do it, Zach. This is
yes.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Is that it? Is she gone?
Affirmative.
Affirmative.
It's over.
You better blow up the whole palace just to be sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Save the world.
You missed all the action, but I'm glad you made it. All the rescued Rangers are secure in your spaceship's med bay. And in stable condition.
Well, our course for ACOTAR is all set.
ACOTAR!
We'll fix them up in no time. You sure you don't want to join us, Billy? You know, Sestria did say she missed you.
No, but I'll be here. Yes. I still have some company matters that I gotta tie up before I can get back to my old adventures.
Look at you. You've missed the travel, haven't you?
It is nice to have something new to focus on. But once the Equetians get everyone back to normal size and back in action,
all of this
will be over.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride, but I'm ready to get back to JJ. Being a parent is almost as challenging as being a ranger.
You think that's tough? I didn't even get lunch.
Somebody threw out my noodles. Keep our fellow rangers
waiting. It's the first time they've met.
That's right. Sorry I took your job, bro.
Teleporter?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Let's go, Rocky.
Inputting all of your coordinates.
Adam, come back.
Until next time. May the power.
Please let his be green.
And you.
It's white.
I'm also with you.
This is the way.
Just that close.
Thank you, your communicator.
Love the vintage aesthetic.
Nice.
If I'm late for class, teleporting will be clutch.
Only if no one's looking, okay?
Okay.
Look at this place. I mean, it's as if nothing's changed. It's just a little bit smaller, maybe.
Maybe we've grown.
Hmm.
You two want smoothies? I want to know if they still have Ernie's recipe.
Oh, sure. I miss Ernie.
Yeah.
Can I get you anything while I'm away? A souvenir from Paranoia, maybe.
I don't know. You won't be gone too long, will you? Mom always said she missed you when you were in space. I mean, I'll miss you and...
Min?
It's just, before you go, all that stuff, Mom's passing, I said it was your fault and that wasn't fair. You couldn't have known what would happen to Rita or what would happen to Mom.
You didn't say anything about me that I haven't told myself a million times.
No, but for real, I should be thanking you. If you hadn't pushed Zach to share the truth about Mom, I don't know how I would have handled everything.
You're a good kid. We're all looking out for you. And I'm really glad you looked out for me, too.
You mean Rita's blast? I had to. Your family.
Gotta protect your family.
Family, huh?
Family. Fast Five.
How dare you?
That was Ranger business.
I'm sorry. The Radbug is proprietary technology. You're grounded.
You think you can ground me? No, it does not work like that.
You're grounded.
Look at you two. Oh, man. She's so much like... Trini would be proud.
You just reminded me. After Rita blasted me, I got a weird flash. These memories.
Memories?
Yeah, from the Morpher. Of you and Mom being Rangers. Being heroes.
It's in optimal condition. Nothing out of the ordinary, but who knows? The Morphin Grid is a pathway to infinite possibilities.
Go on.
Maybe I shouldn't give up on Zordon.
Oh.
Maybe you should, because last time was bad.
It was like I felt how much all of you meant to her.
She meant a lot to us, too. She was a great friend. The best.
The best. I wouldn't even be here if she didn't overcome her fear of heights and get me out of a really nasty cliffhanger.
You're too high, Bill.
What else didn't she tell me?
That time that shell shock made her run and she couldn't stop.
Wasn't
yeah.
Oh my god.
A traffic light man?
No, it wasn't a man. It was a turtle.
You have to tell everybody. Oh my goodness.
Oh, don't.
Oh, oh no.
We never know what life may hold in store. Winds of change will rearrange our lives more than before. But you'll never stand alone, my friend.
Aww. What's... Wait, are we getting the intro? God. We're getting the intro.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Amazing.
That was a perfect turn. Story consultant Jackie Marchand.
Nice.
Powerpuff Girls! I hate when they do this! Oh my god.
Ranger Command Powerpuff Girl Hour.
That's maybe next April Fool's. Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
I feel like I need a cigarette.
Wow. Alright, I'm gonna stop sharing.
Wait, is there an after credit scene?
No, this is no. This is our. There's no after credit scene. Wow!
Holy crap!
How's everyone doing? We good?
That was worth it.
Yeah,
that was incredible.
They checked all the boxes.
It can be done if somebody actually cares. It can be done.
All right,
man. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, small note, Megazord had thighs for days. Other than that, pretty much perfect.
It's been a few years, Chris, all right?
Listen, it's 2023 already.
They weren't wide. They were too long. It was like half the leg was its thigh. And I'm like, I guess, but not. It doesn't. That's not how it's supposed to be.
Look for the new version of the Lightning Collection Megazord like that.
I think it checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It hit Aquitar, which I was sitting there towards the end. I was like, oh, they're going to mention it.
And they did.
Yep. Miranoi.
Yeah,
no one cares about
that. Even like the opening credits of the song, like they knew that's what we wanted. And when they didn't do it at the beginning, I was like, okay, it was still epic. It was cool. And then they threw it in at the end. So it's like, we got it.
It was better at the end because they could throw Min in.
Yeah, it was great.
Do you think it will go over well with the rest of the fan community?
I have no idea, dude.
God, I hope so.
I mean, if they just go into it just wanting something that's just Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I hope they'd be happy with it.
I think a lot of people that are like hardcore Power Rangers fans that have put way too much hype into this or too many expectations, I think they might be disappointed. Like, this was strictly Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reunion. So there's mentions of other teams. We see the little action figures, but you know, we're not seeing other different teams because this was time for the Mighty Morphin team to shine.
Yeah, this is the 30th anniversary of Mighty Morphin, not celebrating 30 years of Power Rangers.
Right. But if you're a hardcore fan like all of us, you'll get the Trubian reference, and that, you know, for me that was amazing because it's matches the timeline of SPD. If we're in 2023, that still gives, you know, time for that gives time for the Trubians to blow up and then, you know, continue on to Earth. And so they still left that time gap there. And I think it's amazing. Like, we got Aquitar, we got Sestra, like they're still together apparently. So
they didn't say they're still together. He said his old adventures. Could mean
is that just what he calls his wife?
That could be what Billy calls his exes. My old adventures.
I mean, did anyone really expect to see like 30 seasons of Suits jumping around? I hope a lot of people didn't expect that.
They advertised like Robo Rita's setup, like the Lightning Collection figures, so much that there was part of my brain while watching this where I was like, are they gonna show like a snippet of the other Rangers getting captured? You know what I mean? Because I was like, I knew that she gets other teams. And I knew that they showed all these other like areas where like putties were attacking. I'm like, are they going to like go that far and like, you know, show like, you know, a second of who is there? I think I saw like a Wild Force Ranger in there. Are they going to show like a second of Tanya fighting?
But that's the thing. It would have only been it could only have been a second just for time's sake. And they could have just put someone in those suits. But I don't really feel like, yes, that might have been neat, but did it need that? I don't think it needed
it. It would have been like a Super Mega Force kind of reunion.
Yeah, they did they did that in Ninja Steel with the 25th, you know? Yeah. So this just to be focused on MMPR, what they lost in Trini and, you know, later on with the tribute to JDF, you know, I think it was perfect, honestly.
Yeah.
I liked how they handled the missing Rangers. They used audio clips where they could.
Yeah. Except for Jason.
Jason's was a little off. Yeah,
it sounded like someone else.
There was one point where he said Tyrannosaurus that it was clearly Austin St. John, but other times it wasn't.
But when the fights and the Kias and stuff, it was like it was between it was like, season one, season
no
two.
Way. No way.
I just gotta say though, I'm thrilled that it was Rocky though, because and like Steve Cardenas really leaned into the himbo that is Rocky in this special. And that just made him so much better as a
character. Wasn't Mighty Morphin season 2 and 3 Rocky, he was Zio Rocky.
He was Zio Rocky
back as Mighty Morphin Red, and I loved that. I loved funny, goofy, like, ooh, Rocky,
who threw away my noodles.
Somebody threw away my noodles.
Two things really quick. I think Rocky will go down as like the fan favorite in this special,
100%
like, hands down. And I also want to say, literally no one got Robo Rita's origin right.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody got it right.
Yeah, that's that was very out of left.
Like, nobody predicted it, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, like nobody, all the fan predictions and stuff, and oh, how'd she come back? And maybe this happened. Maybe Zed built her. Maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
They didn't have to change any of the lore, though. Like, they made it all make sense in the time.
The Z Wave. And this whole time for 30 years, or, you know, 25 years, Billy has been trying to get back Zordon. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, and there's still a possibility.
Yep. Oh, and I thought Min was being real harsh on Billy. until like I saw that like it was his attempt to bring Zordon back that did bring Rita back. Right. I'm like, oh, it is his fault more than I thought. Like,
right. It's not just that she jumped in front of the thing. It's that
it's not that she chose to sacrifice herself. Is that he brought her back in the first place? Yeah. And like the guilt that was like apparent on Billy's face throughout the special. David Yost's acting is incredible in this.
Can we talk about Walter Jones? Like,
my God.
I thought Walter was the MVP.
I thought he was even better than David. He was really on point.
Congressman Zach Taylor. I wish he was congressman today, just saying.
I'd vote for him in a heartbeat.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it just ties in with the peace conference thing, you know, like they're going.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That kind of thing looked really good on a ballot, yeah.
I mean, Charlie Kirsch, too, just like killed it. Like in all those scenes.
She was
terrific.
Mm-hmm. She was very, very good.
He was very deep and intense for, you know, like I knew, you know, there'd be some emotional aspect to it, obviously, but it was a lot more than I expected.
I was not expecting those harsh lines at Billy. I was like, wow, way to cut super deep, and the way she delivered those lines, that was anger.
And I think she did all her stunts too.
It looks like
she
trained
with
I want to know if she was the suit actor, if she was in the suit, because I mean, if you've seen any of her, like her martial her arts Instagram? It's incredible. It's literally incredible.
So here's the real question: do they do either a live action or animated series follow-up to this with her and like a new team of the other four,
her and JJ?
If they're smart,
oh, you can throw JJ in there.
JJ in.
If they're smart, they use this as a launch pad.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's any secret that this is absolutely going to be a gauge of what could happen next. With you don't have to be in the loop to make that assumption.
No, for sure.
I was wondering if they were going to end it on a cliffhanger like that, of like, you know, them all going off to do their own thing and then Min having like all the coins and having to pick a rodent team or something like that. But I'm kind of glad they didn't.
Right.
Like, I'm glad that this can be self-contained and a satisfying story with a good conclusion.
Okay, at C2E2, when I was at Johnny Young Bosch's panel, someone said, hey, it looks like Once and Always is going to be contained, self-contained story and kind of wrap up the continuity. And they said, does it leave a possibility for you, Johnny Unbosch, to come back? And he was kind of like, but he said the way that this story happens, like his character doesn't die. There's still more character of Adam out there. And they said when they were talking about this 30th anniversary and putting it together, he said that, you know, Netflix was kind of like, does anyone really want a Power Rangers special? And so, you know, they threw a little bit of money and time and resources at this, but he was very adamant that people watch this because there's a possibility. that was unintentional.
Watch it and watch it day one.
I just want to say really quick, like, I mean, rules of media follow. We didn't see a body, and there was a weird purple coloration to Rita just before the blast hit. Possible she teleported out of the way.
Watch that.
I took that as a Black Ranger blast. Because his energy's always been purpley.
Yeah, when he teleports.
But if you notice in this, his teleporting was white.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
But also, Yost Cosmic Fury. So, I mean, the character.
That's true.
You know.
Well, he said he's going back in space for adventures. So I think on the way to Miranoi, he knocks his spaceship into the Cosmic Fury Rangers.
I mean, the Truvian Empire is out there. We don't need Rita anymore, okay? And we could have Adam and Aisha team up with Doggy Kruger and fight the proto-Trubians.
It's like my dream series.
Eric can't take too much of that. Stop it.
Yeah, I think it would be cool if Cosmic Fury was literally them just going to all the different planets we've heard about throughout the rest of this 30 years. Cool. But then at the same time, do an animated series with Charlie and a new team of the other four, and then you can have the others pop in from time to time, you know, just as
with their voices,
guest characters, like, oh, Billy's in this one, Aisha's in this one, whoever, and they can kind of come and go as they please. And that way you can do it animated, because we know they want to shift to animated eventually. And this would be like the perfect way to have it still be MMPR, but new, because they got to reboot it kind of, and but still have that connection to the old one, so that it
But Charlie's like right there. Like she's incredible in terms of.
If they want to do it live action, I'll take it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to think how they're thinking.
I've had some conversations with people that would know some things. I think Power Rangers is more inclined to stay live action if it stays.
Like I said, I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
The one thing just regarding the fandom reception to this special, I hope people will watch it, and whatever opinions they form about it, it's formed based on what is here and not what it isn't and what it could have been. And that's mostly in regards to the actors who are in it, because I know for sure that every effort was made to try to get the people that everybody wanted to see involved in this.
And what amazes me is that they were able to craft the story to make sense with the people they were able to get.
It made perfect sense, yeah.
This was the fourth rewrite version of this special.
Really? Wow.
Interesting.
Less than a lot of other major motion pictures. I'll say that.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I just love how much they were able to cram into it. Even the billboard of Bulk and Skull.
Yeah.
Extra little things they didn't have to do, but you know,
enough to honor them.
Yeah, it was so blink and you miss it. And I need to go back and get that full poster because now they have a sandwich shop. It's hilarious.
I was hoping that they were going to have taken over the juice bar. That's what I was hoping their future was. But
I mean, I got nothing to do for another hour.
The next Power Morphicon needs to have a pop up sandwich shop that's themed around the Bulk and Skull sandwich shop.
Yeah, I like the speed of it. I thought it moved really well. Yeah. It didn't linger on too many parts. The heartfelt parts, they took some time on, which I really appreciated, especially the conversation at the end, the conversation at the command center. I think they did a good job of speeding it up a year to give the hard, hard grief
out of the way.
Gets pushed a little bit forward in time. And that, but she was still struggling, obviously. And so I think they played that well in the story.
I think it also really sold Min as like a good Ranger candidate. Like she had a whole year. I mean, she had her whole life to kind of train under trainee, but like a year of focused martial arts and like knowing about Rangers and getting ready for it. It was very believable when she kicked ass, both like morphed and unmorphed.
Right.
Did it seem to you guys like when she got blasted like Trini did, that when she had the memories that like Trini almost saved her through the grid or that energy? Yeah. That's kind of what came up to me.
Yeah, I thought they were going to say something like somehow she got sucked into the morpher when she got blasted. And so she's like gone, but not like her physicalness is
like
gone.
A sentient of the grid or something.
Morpher now.
That's what they were kind of implying with the memories at the end.
It was actually the Morphin Master Green that saved her.
Oh,
they just
shut up. No, stop it.
This is really, in the show, the first time, I guess, a Ranger has died and stayed dead.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Because Kendrix came back. She was never really gone. She came back. So we
don't think they ever use the D word with Kendrix either.
I don't know how we use or how they're going to look at death when it comes to a Power Ranger. Like, is that what happens? Is part of their soul just all kind of always
is in the morphin
the grid when they're morphed and they die? You know,
it's like the Force. It's like Jedi.
Force Ghost.
Force Ghost. Yeah.
Overall, I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only thing that kind of disappointed me was that they didn't touch more on like Kat's history with Rita.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a little bit of a missed opportunity, but I understand why they didn't. It wasn't, there was no room for that. But even just like a offsided comment would have been
like a little quip, like, you know, this cat's got claws or something.
Yeah.
And you could tell her she was kind of like playing charged up against Rita, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I hate her. I want to blast her with the bow and arrow, you know?
Yeah,
like,
she was ready to go.
I agree.
AP, I took your advice. I watched A Different Shade of Pink today, kind of in preparation for this. And you're right. She does have a lot of like hatred towards Rita specifically.
Yeah. Yep.
And like, I think Catherine Sutherland like kind of played it like kind of behind the eyes, but it wasn't really put into the script.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that they kept the internal continuity with JJ. Like, it's been 5 years since Dimensions in Danger. You know, obviously he's still growing up. You know, he's probably around, you know, Min's age. They're perfectly kind of setting up that, and Soul of the Dragon can still work with the SPD connection and all of that. Like, you know, him training as an SPD Ranger, probably following in Uncle Adam's footsteps and all that stuff. It all still fits because, like, Soul of the... I'm huge into the comics. And, like, Soul of the Dragon was meant to be an in-canon to the TV story. And so I like that they're still keeping that in track. Like, nothing has been contradicted there. So I appreciate that continuity. And just the SPD connections, never in a million years did I think they would, like, address that type of stuff. So, and it all made sense. Like, it still all fits in the timeline.
I like how they reiterated Kat and Tommy's relationship, too.
Yes.
And they made it even more explicit this time.
Like, yes, they are married. Yes. Sorry, Tomberly shippers. Like, it's
JJ is their son.
JJ wasn't a throwaway line.
Overall, I definitely got to watch it again. Because I know we were all so excited, but I'm glad we had the subtitles on for sure.
Me too.
Oh, that was great.
The only thing the subtitles, like, spoiled a little bit is that they announced, like, Alpha 8 before they called him Alpha 8.
Right.
And I'm like, Alpha 8, what the heck is going on with this now? Because he was just Alpha 9 like a second ago.
Yeah.
And now, but that was a really, really cool way to bring Rita into the mix again.
I love that. I thought it, because it was so Power Rangers.
Yeah.
We're going to need another really Alpha.
Crazy explanation for multiple things.
Which Alpha was in Once a Ranger? Was that Alpha 7 or?
I think that was 7.
Okay, so it's tracking.
Because it was 5 and 6 during the course of the show, right?
And 6 was yo.
Oh, no. We don't talk about that one.
Until it got rewired and in space.
Right. I loved it.
I did, too. Yeah.
It was worth it. Worth the wait.
I Googled Alpha 7, and I got a whole bunch of cameras. My phone doesn't understand me.
Well, you gotta do Alpha 7 Power Rangers.
Alpha 7 was in Forever Red.
In a deleted, like, very briefly in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't the Once a Ranger Alpha, like, somebody they dug up out of a box that was like...
Yeah, Once a Ranger Alpha was Alpha 6.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
According to Ranger. So take that with a boulder of salt.
Wait. I don't know how to wrap this up. Like, I guess any final thoughts?
How wrap many it up times? By watching it again.
Yeah. Run it back.
I mean, like, I'm not joking, though. Like, everyone should watch this. Netflix responds to numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, like, watch it.
Put it on every device in your house simultaneously.
Maybe. Honestly, like, I'm just saying that we as fans need to very, very clearly state to Netflix, be like, hey,
this is good.
This good. Yeah. Netflix, you did good. We like it. Yeah. Please more.
Share on social media. Let everyone know.
Daddy Netflix, please.
Make sure you give it the little thumbs up on Netflix.
Yes.
So it works the algorithm.
That haven't kept up with Power Rangers and come into this knowing what they watched in the 90s will actually enjoy this up until the Megazord fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad. Because I know that this show works on a budget that is not the MCU and is not DC. And the problem is that stuff exists and people expect everything to look like that, even though this is operating on like a 15th of the budget.
Sitcoms on TV get a bigger budget than Power Rangers.
Yeah,
that's true.
Per episode.
And I think that will become a point of contention for people that are like, oh, this is so cheesy, or, oh, this, you know, why does this look so bad? I think that's the only hiccup that might be out there. The acting's great. The action's good.
It's honoring the 30 years of Power Rangers because it's always looked bad. Like, sorry,
it honors the Mighty Morphin movies CGI. It's on par.
It was better than that.
I mean, I'll say it. I always prefer a real suit.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sequence was great. I thought the sequence was the best part.
Yeah, it really was fine until it stood up and its thighs were just, that's all it really was. The thighs were just too long and they would have cut them in half and made the legs bigger. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't think the CGI is even bad for what you know it costs to do it.
Right.
For sure.
Absolutely.
But that's something we're privy to and not the masses.
Like Josh said, like, we know the budget that the usual Power Rangers episode or whatever gets. Mm-hmm. So seeing
this CGI by comparison to the CGI we normally get is like, oh my God, this is astounding. But to those people who are so used to seeing the Marvel movies or seeing the DC or the huge blockbuster movies that use these big expensive CGI effects, it's going to look like a hot, wet garbage mess.
It looks like Thor, Love and Thunder. It's fine. It's fine.
Compare it to what Sentai's been doing. Some of those Dawn Brothers Sentai CGIs have been kind of rough for the mecha fights specifically.
Have you been on Twitter, though? They don't always like the Dawn Brothers CGI on Twitter.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's no worse than that. Like, I feel like if you can stomach that, you can stomach this. It's fine.
I could prove this all happens in an alternate reality.
No, stop.
Wow. No.
The Lightning Collection Lunar Wolf figure they use as a prop is the one with the five stripes and white boots, which is
no! Chris, no! Boo! Boo on you!
Simon Bennett posted on Instagram, and you can clearly see it's got white boots. I'm sorry. But there is a way out.
Simon did that on purpose to troll you, specifically you, Chris.
You know what they're going to do now? They're going to go back in and recolor it like they did the Mighty Morphin Green Helmet in Legendary Battle.
If you think about it, we know that Red maybe is forced to leave the team for certain reasons.
And everyone else, there you go!
They filter down one.
Can I also just say, I love that Billy was driving the Megazord because he rebuilt it. So that was a choice.
Yeah,
it was a choice was cool. Billy made where he's like, I'm in front this time. I get shotgun. I built the thing.
I thought the cockpit looked great, too.
Awesome.
Really loved that. And how they were controlling it with the crystal.
And can we talk about that rebuilt juice bar set? My God.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that was
just shocked that they didn't put any money into remodeling it. Like modernizing it.
No, I like that it's been the same way for 30 years.
Say, we didn't want that.
I'm sure there's not an insurance agency that would touch it with the amount of times that, like, you know, the city's been destroyed.
That place was going out of business like 30 episodes into MNPR. It's lucky that it's still
true. It's like your favorite 90s Taco Bell. It's the same.
True. Angel Grove has an insurance problem, like Florida has an insurance problem.
I know we don't want to talk about like the production budget too much. I am happier that they put money into like the juice bar than I would have been if they put it into like a live action suit for the Megazord.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The juice bar didn't look right. That would take me like right out of it. Megazord, I'm like, yeah, it's always been a little cheesy. You can see the wires in the original. It's fine that they did this.
That cockpit though. Mwah.
That cockpit was freaking awesome.
The sets are fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that they did the power crystals too.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that Kat finally got to pilot a Zord as MMPR Pink.
Yes.
Because she never got to do that before.
She acknowledged it, that she'd never done this before.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, I love that, like, the way the characters said things, even little throwaway lines, everything fit into the existing history that we know.
Yeah.
So I love that they respected that.
No Morphin Masters were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Zero comic innuendo or references, which I thought was interesting.
Fine with that.
So this literally sticks just to one show canon and to just really Mighty Morphin through Zeo canon. Mm-hmm. I mean, throwing away, you got Terra Venture, you got Mirinoi and stuff like that, Trubians, but they don't venture out into different continuities or different realities or, oh, like that time we fought Draven or Draken or that time we were, you know, Tommy's Master Morpher. They don't touch any of that, and I'm actually glad that they don't.
The only thing they didn't explain that I'm so a little like, about was how Aisha went back in time and like grew up in a different country. Like, that's a bit too much of a tangled up web to really untangle with
they're relying on like the sole nostalgia factor of like MMPR seasons 1 through 3. They're ignoring Dio, they're ignoring all that.
That was when no one was watching Power Rangers anymore. They're like, no one ever remembers what happened to her. They're
that was 30 years ago, so she just grew up from that time naturally until now.
Yeah,
and has her whole memory. She has two life memories. Oh, sorry.
No, you have to remember when they got back. This is my nerd part for you. When they got back and they reversed time, they did show a quick flashback to Aisha, and she was an adult walking with her parents.
That's
in whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, you're right.
Boom.
Zeo historian.
They did have Tanya as one of the Lightning Collection powering the thing. Mm-hmm. So they're like, Tanya's around. Don't worry, gang. She's just powering Rita's machine.
She's helping me save money with State Farm.
I did like that they did touch upon almost every era of Power Rangers, or every era. I mean, the Osaka, clearly a reference to Samurai. And then, you know, just the smattering of figures. There was one from every era.
And they had Buzz Blast.
Yes.
And that Together We Are More. Together We Are the More.
That was the Buzz Blast set, I'm convinced. Like, I am certain they used the Dino Fury Buzz Blast set and filled it with putties.
No, she was in Angel Grove. She was in the juice bar.
Yeah.
She was reporting from the juice bar.
Yeah, sorry, she was in the juice bar.
My bad.
Because they set up a Buzz Blast Angel Grove, remember? At the end of Dino Fury.
Oh, you're right.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep. Never makes sense.
That's the only tie-in to the current continuity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that.
That kind of surprised me.
And I love that. That's all we need. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
And then Billy's going to go from here and start flying around the galaxy with the Cosmic Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to touch on it in Cosmic Fury at all.
I would love to see, like, maybe he's talking to Min on
the phone.
Cosmic Fury. Yeah. Like, there's a shot of her or something. Like, they record a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like a video conference call.
It would be so sad if this is the last time we saw her, because one of the best character building arcs ever in the show in an hour they put into it.
Her acting was incredible, too.
And what, she's in real life, she's only like 16 or 17, right?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she's like a trained stunt actor, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's her background.
It would be such a missed opportunity for this to only be where her Ranger career ends, because this would be a terrific launch pad for something. I think it's a good proof of concept as to what a dramatic MMPR kind of centric reboot within that same MMPR season 4, what that could look like.
Mm-hmm. I'm also glad that they upped the violence a little bit. There was some things where we were like, wow, actually
they took
stabbing.
Some swings.
This is HBO's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
There was no, like, the power sword powers up first, the red, and then he does a slash. Like, he's just like, straight up, I'm stabbing you in the chest.
Oh, Billy stabbed Robo Rita.
Oh, and when she throws the dagger and pins her against the wall.
Yeah, that was through the back.
That's a robot, though.
There's the Draken blade that they weren't able to show in the comics.
But that's because they're all robots. That's why they can easily get away with all that.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's still, I love that, like, it still feels, you know, Mighty Morphin, and that, you know, there's still the cheesy humor. There's still the fun to it, right? It, that, you know, classic element. But it is elevated. There's that emotional weight, a drama to it, the little bit more intense action and stuff. So I think, like, that's what I feel like we need, the franchise needs to lean more into to continue to evolve, is like, you preserve the classic feeling, but just step it up a bit in all these things.
Yeah.
I think that level of, like, visceral violence is really going to resonate with the lapsed fans who are going to come back and see this and be like, oh, this is nostalgic. And then they're going to see Rocky stab a guy and be like, okay. Oh, this is
adult now. Cool. Also, Min's got a little bit of, like, Magneto Was Always Right going on. You know, where she's like, you got the monsters trapped, let's destroy them. They're like, no, that's not what we do. And, like, cut to 30 minutes later, we have to destroy Snizzard. That's the only way to save our friends. Like,
agreed.
I think the, like, upgrade in cinematography helped too.
Just looks so good.
It gave me Superman and Lois versus Supergirl vibes. Mm-hmm. Just the upgrade.
Yeah.
There was something about the cinematography that was, like, extra.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that it kicked off, and you got the sweeping shot of the action, and then it kicks in, the music starts, the explosion, and the logo. So it's like, whoa, what show are we watching?
Remember when people thought that Adam would be the Green Ranger? Like, what was that for?
Yeah, that was a weird idea that was kicked around for a second.
I think what they did with what they had to work with was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, I hate that so many people are going to see this and be like, I mean, you've seen it just leading up to it, you know, like, where's JDF? That kind of stuff.
Why and, Amy Jo, not this?
They honored those two as much as they could.
Yes.
Yeah. I really hope they take it for what it is, because I think, given the limitations of the casting situation, it's perfect. I mean, it really is played up as well as it could have been, involving the characters that are involved. I think Kat gets a short shrift. I mean, I think it's pretty clear with how it plays out. It's, she sort of has the least to do, which is unfortunate.
But she points to JJ numerous times, which makes me feel like that's almost intentional. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, Tommy and me have a son. Tommy and I have a son. There's another ranger in the future.
And she went to reach for Tommy first, and Billy was like, wait, 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 don't touch him because of all the snakes and stuff. There was that little moment. Yeah. She reached for him.
Yeah.
Even when they found out that they were captured or whatever, she looked pretty sad. And I think like Billy kind of put his like arm behind her or whatever, subtle things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the standout for me is the characters, Min and also Zach took full control of this special. I'm so glad Walter Jones had that intensity to be that broken up about Trini. It was great.
Yep. The hip hop keto. That was awesome.
Oh my God.
The triumphant return.
I think that was my favorite moment of the special.
I really hope that he was the one that choreographed that, because that would have been amazing.
My favorite part of the special is watching Eric screen when they're like, oh, we're out here by Planet Sirius dealing with the Trubian Empire. And Eric's like...
yeah, Eric became the Numa Numa Kid.
I'm just saying that was my favorite reaction to the whole thing. I was just watching Eric's reaction to that part.
I'm just glad SPD is getting some respect, and I like that they're still tying up to the 2025.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we're going to have any Power Rangers after this, aside from Cosmic Fury.
They'll just replay Power Rangers SPD and start.
The
reversion version of the Netflix special.
It's cool that Zach got a big spotlight, because we're going to be seeing David in Cosmic Fury.
True.
I don't know if he's in every episode, but I mean, he's a regular. So we're going to get to see him a lot coming up, which is really cool.
But I like that there's that thread open, because he even said, well, wait, maybe it's still possible for me to continue my experiments and bring back Zordon.
Yeah.
God, please.
He's going to see Zen and be like, man, all these old villains are coming back.
Yeah. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I did one. I only did one. That one's not my fault.
Zed, not me. I didn't do that.
Whoops, brought back another Zed. There's two Zeds now. Sorry, everybody.
Oh.
Robo Zed.
I wonder if there will be a callback to this when they're fighting Zed, you know, when that happens. I wonder if there will be a, we just beat Robo Rita and you're back too. Like,
I am so glad that they didn't explain Robo Rita as a creation of Lord Zed. I'm actually really happy they didn't do that.
Yep.
The second time Billy messes up, he brings back Robo Ernie.
I thought it was going to go the Machine Empire direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad it didn't. The explanation was way better than anything that anybody had out there.
Yeah.
I'm glad we leapt right into the action too.
Yeah.
It started with the action. Yeah. Just Billy on the ground. I was like,
so good.
The little card at the start was fun too. Like, that was for people who haven't kept up, especially, like, I thought that was a nice little touch.
Well, also for kids.
Yes.
I mean, there are going to be kids watching this who maybe haven't seen MMPR. Like, what does everyone think the youth of today are going to, how are they going to react to this, do you think? The youths.
The youths.
Yeah.
Well, Mason, I mean, your kids are currently, you know, into Power Rangers. How do you think their reaction will be to this?
It's hard to tell, but I mean, I just think it's more action than they've seen in Power Rangers so far. And I mean, they're historians of the series. They've watched pretty much every season now, you know, and MMPR was their favorite, obviously. So it's funny. My youngest is really getting into it now too. So I'm like, man, is this a little too violent for him? But like, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to watch it with them, and I will definitely report back for sure. But I think they're going to love it overall, because it's just, it hits all the moments that we feel, you know, and they feel that in the series. Like, I mean, I posted on Twitter, I don't know if anybody ever saw it, but my son's reaction to Lord Zed showing up in the Dino Fury trailer. Yeah. He literally went nuts and was running around the room like, oh my gosh, Lord Zed, I can't believe this. So like, and when we watched the trailer for this, you know, it was like, what is happening? I can't believe. And, you know, just hearing the recognition of Rita's voice and all that, they're like, that's Rita. They connected with that. So I think the younger ones are going to love it too. They did something for everybody in the special.
I feel like I'm going to have to just like hunt for Easter eggs.
I'm going to go through this, watch every single bit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week when like some, there's just some random thing that no one has talked about in this podcast that is the discussion for a week on Twitter.
So yeah, was that real. The Hyperforce symbol on the command center?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it was Cranston.
It's on my shirt, yeah. But not on the command center. Hyperforce is here in spirit.
So there was one moment that Snizzard destroyed a gravestone and had a name on it, but I didn't catch it.
It was Harvey Garvey.
Harvey Garvey?
Yes.
What is that? Is that
I have
a
no
callback?
Idea.
I got to look that up.
Googling it right now.
It was Harvey Gravy or something. It was like...
Okay, I got it. He was known as the voice of Ninjor. Was it Harvey Garvey was the first Power Rangers role of a longstanding voice actor, Kim Strass.
No, in the show, I think he was the talk show host that they did the quote-unquote live appearance on the show with.
Yes.
Harvey Garvey was the host of the television talk show, The Harvey Garvey Show.
Okay, so Harvey Garvey was the talk show host where they in season two where they did.
That's cool.
So the actual character.
That is a deep cut.
Man, I gotta watch that.
That's the deepest cut.
And he's dead.
Wow.
They really picked an NPC, a background character no one would care is dead.
They did show that Trini's birth year was 1977, which would make her 16 in 1993.
Yeah.
So it tracks.
Yep.
So yeah, that's actually them in Dimensions in Danger, or wait, what was not Dimension? The other one, Grid Connection, when they all like that's supposed to be Trini.
Yeah, true.
That's supposed to be them. They were right. Active at that time.
Yep. That makes sense. And they had Nate and Steel at the top. Like there's been rumors that it of those figures, there's been rumors that they're in Cosmic Fury, so that's interesting that they specifically placed those two Beast Morpher Rangers in there.
Yeah, I'm just excited.
And we don't have a Steel Lightning Collection figure, so they had to make that one.
They probably just used the basic figure.
Or maybe it's coming up.
Yeah. I would love to finish Beast Morphers, but anyways. I think that's going to wrap it up for this. I want to give everyone a chance to plug what they're working on and what they're doing in Power Rangers and otherwise. So, Hassan, we'll start with you.
Sure. I'm on Twitter at HassanM120, and I'm on YouTube at The World of Hog, at Power Rangers, Pokemon, other fun stuff, and then also have a video show, not quite a podcast, called The Dose of Desi on YouTube as well. So, yeah, check it out.
Absolutely. Chris, not long.
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Toku Chris, and then you can also see the work I do at Toku Nation, at Power Ranger, and the greatest podcast that's not a Power Rangers podcast, which is Dads Are Dorks.
Tyler.
Well, like Chris Short said, you can find me on the Dads Are Dorks podcast, and on Twitter at Stormbreaker-er, and that's about it for me.
Awesome. Josh.
Hey, I'm on Twitter at Kentucky Jam. I have a Substack newsletter dedicated to Power Rangers. You can rangerreader.substack.com. Working on a book about Power Rangers that will probably be out in a couple years, but
looking forward to
that's
it.
That's about it.
Mason.
I am also a part of the Dads Are Dorks podcast that makes the trifecta. So you can check us out there, or I am at Mason Merrill on Twitter.
Mirror.
You can follow me on Twitter at Nightmare10, or you can follow my blog, thepowerscoopblog.wordpress.com, on Twitter or Instagram at thepowerscoop.
Awesome. Chris Long.
Christopher Long from Long's Toys. That's the name of my YouTube channel, so you can just find it on YouTube at Long's Toys. My Twitter is clong83. I'm also part of the Geek Each Week video show. We do a live show every Friday night. On YouTube, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. Just search Geek Each Week on YouTube.
Awesome. AP.
You can find me on this podcast and on Twitter at Secret Ranger Fan.
All right, Zach.
You can find me also on this podcast, also on Twitter at Zach Lavoy. And on Monday nights, I do a live streamed D&D game with the one and only Dave Fielding himself amongst our players. Check us out. We're called Seorion Chronicles on Twitch Monday nights.
Nice. And I am Eric, TrekkieB47 on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me streaming Lunchtime Gaming at twitch.tv/TrekkieB47. And I think that's about it. Thank you all so much for being a part of this. I'm so happy that I could experience this with all of you.
Likewise.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Go check out the special. Go watch it.
Yeah, watch the special.
Over and over and over and over.
Watch
it
a
few times.
Well, I mean, you probably watch this with the commentary, but watch it again. So Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, you can email us at rangercommandpowerhour@gmail.com or check us out at rangercommand.com. And we're on Twitter at rangercommandph and on Facebook and Instagram at rangercommandpowerhour, all one word. I think that's about it. Go, go Power Rangers.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphing Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at rangercommandph and like us on facebook.com/rangercommandpowerhour.